Sky Sports Radio and our weekly Melbourne podcast preview. Nothing bigger than Turnbull Stakes Day. The Bart Cummings, the winner, gets a start in the Melbourne Cup, and he's done the form with the legs of the quaddie, David Gately. How are you, Gator?
I'm well, mate. Yeah, it's a cracking card, isn't it? And I guess the great question around Mystic Journey versus Mr. Quickie, can she bounce back?
Exactly. All the reports seem to be pretty positive from Adam Trinder. We'll get to that in just a moment, but let's start with the first leg of the quaddy, mate. Race number six, the Gill Guy, home of the Brave, obviously stays in Sydney, but, well, there's so much expectation around Santa Ana Lane.
Yeah, there is that. Look, he resumes here, and it's well documented that he's a better horse, you know, after his fresh run. But his first up runs have still been exceptional. He's just not right at the top of his game, but they're still brilliant, both his last couple of fresh runs. So if he was ready to go 21st September and they late scratch with the track, then I'm convinced he'll be ready to go. He's so well treated, set weight penalties, isn't he? Some of these should be getting 10 kilos off him that are near him in the weight. So I have to tip him on top. Sunlight will give you a great sight, goes in the quaddie. And if there's a blowout, it might be Ty Zone, who flies fresh, big trial winner at home. And can be competitive if the other two are perhaps a length or two off their best. So 1, 7, and 5, that first leg.
Yeah, Toby and Trent Edmonds, they brought their horses down early. Obviously, they had one last Friday night, but they've been here for a few weeks, these horses, so being well prepared. So 1, 7, and 5 in the Gill Guy. So how do you see the Tab Turnbull being run? Trap for Fools going forward, obviously?
Yeah, and what he does do is lead at a genuine tempo. I mean, we saw that last week. Again, he's rolled along at above Group 1 average speed, so it's certainly hiking. And when he ran so well in this last year, he didn't go hard. So I wonder what they'll do. But probably, I think he'll be the natural leader. There's probably around six of them that can be handy. So it might be a bit tricky, that first couple hundred for Mystic Journey.
All right, who do you think wins it?
Well, look, I had trouble splitting Mr. Quickie and Mystic Journey. I mean, clearly Mystic Journey has a greater body of work, if you like. She did beat Mr. Quickie home in the Turnbull. I think we'd all agree Mr. Quickie's run was close to the run of the day and probably the best run in that race. So, look, he's unbeaten second up. He gets to 2,000 metres, which he's proven at, whereas she isn't. Not that I have a concern. Look, I've just lent ever so slightly to Mr. Quickie. I'm just taking that run at face value, his first run as a four-year-old. So just 3 and 4 in the big one.
Yeah, a very intriguing race going forward for sure. 3 and 4 there. Race 8. Now, the winner of this race is so crucial. The winner gets a spot in the Melbourne Cup, and as we know, there's a large group of internationals, so if a local can win this race, then it's a big coup for them. I like the progression of Surprise Baby. I'm not too sure which way you go, but Paul Prisker's stable seems to be up and about.
Indeed. And look, this horse, second up 2,500 metres off a mile first up run. Now, you wouldn't think that's, put it this way, it's normally a red flag for punters that they'll need one more run. But this isn't your garden variety sort of racehorse, Surprise Baby. I mean, he went from 2,000 metres to 3,200 in Adelaide Cup and won it very, very well. He seems exceptional. I think he's the one to beat. If there's a danger, I think it's Wolf, who'll be on speed. Didn't have any luck in the key lead-up race. Still crossed the line with Steel Prince. Now, Steel Prince is the horse that beat Surprise Baby twice last prep. So it's an easy line to draw. So I'm going to take some insurance with Wolf and Surprise Baby. Just the two of those, mate. 3 and 10.
All right, so some confidence there in the Bart Cummings, 3 and 10. The last race for the fillies, the Tab Edward Manifold, and obviously they're in some good form here. And, gee, Miami Bound got a good report earlier in the week from Warren Huntley after he spotted a gallop on Tuesday. Which way do you go here?
Yeah, look, I think there's two key hopes. Perhaps three, throwing in a fair to remember, but I'm just going to take the two of them. So definitely Miami Bound, who looks a very good filly. Went to the mile last time, won very well. Easily beat a horse called Frazzle. Frazzle was then only beaten a couple of lengths in the Oaks lead-up, the Oaks trial here at Flemington. So that ties in with Subpoenaed, who's going to be very hard to beat. Had backing in the T-Rose, but unfortunately was posted wide. Prior to that, she beat Celestial Falls. That's the filly that actually won said Oaks trial. So if you look deep enough, the form's intertwined, and I think one of the two will win. So I'm just going to go 11 and 7.
11 and 7 there, okay. And if they wanted to go a little bit wider, maybe the 17.
Yeah, I think a fair to remember was the clear hard luck story out of that race at Caulfield. Look, the race didn't rate anywhere near as highly as the former and the other two, but she's got incredible upside, and I wouldn't talk you out of her if you go, you know, for wider quaddies for sure.
Yep, understand. All right, so 11 and 7, and maybe the 17 in the Edward Manifold. So, look, it's a little tight quaddy for us with the podcasters here, Gator.
Yeah, going very thin this week, and obviously that gives us a chance, depending on what your investment is, your bank is, to maybe give us a higher percentage and give us strength, mate.
For sure. What about the Epsom and the Metropolitan? Have you had a look at those at Randwick on a good four-rated track?
Yeah, I have, and two outstanding handicap races, aren't they? The Epsom, look, I think there's probably seven key winning hopes, which is typical of the race. I've lent to Colding on top, crossed the line with Tiak, our shark, without luck in the tramway, and then won very well last time. He's won 5 of 6 since being gelded, so I've lent to him narrowly over the shark. So Colding on top there. In the Metrop, I think there's a great roughie in this, in a tension run. She did a stack of work at Newcastle on a really strong speed. I thought she was tripping. She drops to 50 kilos. She's on the upward spiral. And I think 26 into $21 at last look with Tab. Yeah. I think a tension run could give us a great sight.
Yeah, particularly if they're giving Hush Rider a chance, then a tension run down on 50 kilos, is you can't ignore her.
No, that's right. I think, you know, all things being equal, I think she was a better run than the winner. She did more work early. She was still there swinging at the end, and she gets a weight advantage. So I just think she's a silly price, mate. She's probably, I think, about a $7 or $8 chance, and there she is at the big odds. So I think she's a great roughie in a great race.
Attention run, race 8, number 14 in the Metropolitan. Thank you, Gator. You'll be on Sky Racing 1 on Saturday morning with more thoughts going into Saturday's racing. Thanks on behalf of our podcasters. Good luck.
You're looking forward to it. Thanks, mate.
David Gately and our Melbourne Preview podcast for Flemington on Saturday.